Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. We'd like to welcome my new friend by saying Odabo and by saying Habari Gani to my new friends. Oh, to my old friends. Let me get that right. My old friends, if you're out there in the chat room, we'd like to say Habari Gani to you, and we'd like to say what's up. And thank you so very much for joining me in this new segment. Now, I'm going to bust your bubble here, but we're not going to start quite yet on our new subject. I want to do a summative to the last topic on startup businesses. I didn't think I did it justice, and after critiquing my show and going over it, I thought that I needed to do a little bit summarizing and doing a summative for you, and then focusing in on the individual things and summarizing it to a point where you can get some good out of it. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? As you know, that particular day when we did our last show, I was just getting off of the train, and boy, did I have train lag. I was lagging so much that it's almost as if I had a head cold. And throughout the whole interview, I was just congested, and I apologize for that. And I aim to please because, you know, I am your advocate. I am your Maliwa. And I am here to serve you. So I thought that I would do a better job by summarizing exactly what we were talking about in the room that day. I know that it was a lot of tech talk going on, and I was pretty much laid back. As I told you, I was suffering from the lag of the train, and I was still riding that train when I came into do the studio work. Nevertheless, I'd like to say that we're back on track now, and we're going to push back the music education topic a little bit. I'm going to say a few things about it today. However, I'll burst into full bloom next Tuesday if you'll allow me to do the summative today. I promise you. Now, I know I'm here to serve you, and I am your servant, as I told you before. So, therefore, I want to make sure we do that justice. Now, I have a correction to make. Initially, when we were talking about selecting our favorite multi-level marketing business, I thought I had found my favorite people. I really did, but I was mistaken. I guess I must have spoke too soon. You really have to assess every bit of a multi-level marketing business before you make your mind up. And I really hadn't done so the first time I said I do. I guess I just fell in love because I thought it was a thing to do after I heard that they had all kinds of malls where you could go shopping. I said, well, this has got to be the one for me. I'm on for some shopping. When do we start? And not looking at the real full investment of the company and how much money you had to put up, and knowing that most people are not going to want to take their life earnings and put them up and keep them there without moving that money around. So I decided to choose another one, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm about to tell you exactly which company I decided to go with. We're at the end of this little ordeal, and I think it's only fair that I tell you which one I decided to go with, and maybe you might want to jump on board and be a part of the tribe with us and be my strong leg and my weak leg, and we can build wide and not just deep, okay? And we're going to talk about that in a second, so I want to take you to commercial so we can do some house cleaning if you don't mind, and I'll meet you back in the atmosphere. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Lil G, don't touch that dial. Keep that dial right there. Keep it right there. Don't move it, Lil G. Keep it right there. And we'll be back at you in the atmosphere. So we want to make sure that we aim to please. And ladies and gentlemen, don't hold it against me. Don't count it against me because I wasn't everything I should be. Stay tuned. Welcome back, family. Thank you so much for putting up with Omi's bad humor on a Tuesday. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing a summary of our last segment on startup business. And I have a lot to say to you, and I think I need to get that off my chest. And before I do that, we want to offer up praises and dedications to Oladule Maray, because you know he is the head of our life, and without our Maliwa, and without our Baba, we cannot do anything. So we're going to give a light libation to our Mother Spirit and Father Spirit and Oladule Maray, if you'll just go with us on that journey. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will stand as if you are facing the east, as if you are talking to Oladule Maray, you offer up offerings to him and giving a libation, we say Ashe. I turn my head to the east, and I look towards the east, and I call forth Oladule Maray, and I offer up libations to Oladule Maray, and I say Ashe. I turn my head to the north, and I offer up offerings to my Baba, and I say Obatala Ashe. I turn my head to the south, and I offer up offerings to my Mother Spirit, who is of the river, who is of the water, who is of the ocean, who knows no enemy. She defeats all enemies and makes her enemies her foes, and they sit at her foot, and she makes them her footstool. And I say Ashe to my Mama Spirit, which is Yamanye. And we say Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, for all those families who are represented here today, it is my utmost prayer that the desires of your heart will be met and that you may not lean on your own understanding, but lean on Oladule Maray's understanding, and he will direct your path. I pray that your children are richly blessed. I pray that they know their purpose. I pray that when they come here that they will increase and not decrease. I pray that their time here will not be temporary, but they will have long spirits that will last throughout the universe. And it's my prayer that you will get to know your language, you will get to understand your culture. It is my prayer that you will get to love your black selves and that you will acknowledge other cultures and count yourself worthy so that you will not feel inferior. And it's my desire that every family represented encountered here today would come into consciousness and learn about owning their own lives, therefore they could own their own business. And we say amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so very much for going on that talking here with us. And we want to call out our ancestors every day, and we want to call out those heroes and sheroes. And I want to say Shekez Diop, thank you so very much for leading us and guiding us. I want to say Nina Simone, thank you for putting a sweet, sweet song in our mouth and giving us a reason to have homage. And as I pay homage to you today, Nina Simone, as I prepare to get ready to do your music and to give you a concert that will do the world a better place, give them a better place in society, that they might know you better and know the struggle you had when you were here on this earth, that we might be able to pay homage to you. And we call on the names of John Henry Clark, and we say, John Henry Clark, thank you for leaving us with a legacy. Dr. J. Carruthers, thank you for leaving us with the Comedic Institute. Dr. Jackie Robinson, thank you for hitting that home run and knocking out injustice. And we thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King, for leaving us with a dream. Help us to wake these folks up so that it will no longer be a dream, but it will become a reality. And we say, sweet Coretta King, keep giving out the love that you're giving. May you make us more harmonious people. May you make us blessed, and may we have abundant, and may we lend and not borrow. I thank you for this thing that we are asking this day. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that you should understand that prayer is very important, and a lot of people go about their lives without even thinking that it is not us who gives life, but it is the Creator, and we have to give homage every day that we pray a hedge around us and a shelter. I don't know if you remember the song in the church, we used to say, Jesus, keep a hedge around me. And I say the same thing. When you're not with your children, stretch forth your hand and ask that a hedge be placed around them and that no harm will come to them. When you can't be with your loved ones, do that periodically because your energy is very strong and you can send the word because the Bible said he sent the word to heal them. You can do greater things than Jesus did. So go on and send the word to heal your families who are broken. And I'm more concerned about families than anything. And a broken family is like a broken calabash. The whole unit is broken. So therefore, we must unify. So let's sing the song, Unify Me, Father. Unify me, Father. Unify us. Unify me, Father, unify us. Every now and then, you've got to call on God to unify us. Unify me, Father, unify the family, unify us, Father, oh, unify us today, unify us, Father, unify us today, oh, unify us, Father, yes, unify us today, unify us, Father, in our everyday words. Unify us, Father, let us come together. Every now and then, put a song in your heart, ladies and gentlemen, because music was meant to heal. And then somebody out there I sense that may have needed that song for healing. Now, let me give you my case in point. There was a story that I was just reading about a mother who went into the hospital prematurely and had a child, and the child was not expected to live before daylight. And they came in and sat down, the husband and her, and started preparing for the child's funeral because the doctors and nurses said that there was nothing else they could do and that they might as well start preparing for the child's eulogy and the transition of the child. But the little infant's brother thought differently. He thought that this is my sunshine, my only sunshine that I had looked forward to meeting and coming here to this earth. I will sing a song to this child. I will sing a song. If I can just get to my sister and sing a song, I can make things all right. The mother sat down with the child, and the child said, Mother, I want to go and sing to my little sister. She said, no, child, there are no children allowed in the pediatric ward or infants area. And he said, but mother, we must make a way so I could go. You must cover me to address me as if I'm not a child. So the mother began to look at her son and saw how sincere he was about singing the song, as if he had the cure to bringing his little baby sister back. She then began to believe in the child. She covered the child with the scrubs of the hospital as if he was a doctor, covering his face up, making him to look older than what he was. But he didn't make it past the nurse. She discovered him and saw that he was not an adult, but yet a child. She demanded that the child leave and that the mother remove him right away. The child insisted that he must see his baby sister, who he had never seen before. He said that he believed if he sang to her, he could bring her back. They forced their way through the nurse and went into the room. And the child began to sing to his baby sister that was in the neonatal unit. And he began to sing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You are my sunshine today." He began to sing the song over and over again. And the mother stood there with tears in her eyes. And she saw the song, singing the song so sincerely, she kept singing to the child, "Sing the song over and over again, son. Sing it again, son." And he began to sing it over and over again. "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You are my sunshine today." And the child began to make movements in the crib, and she began to move about as if her body was coming to life. And the mother called the nurses in, "Come quickly, come quickly. We see some movement in the child. The child is responding to my son's song." As the nurses came in and saw the child singing eagerly to his baby sister as he leaned over the crib, the baby began to develop a vital sign, and the baby had a pulse, and she began to breathe rather rapidly, and the nurses took the vital signs, and they began to look at the mother and say, "What is this? How could this be? Only a son from a lonely child? You are my sunshine? This child is coming to life. Call in Code Blue, Code Blue, call in the Code Blue, call the team in." And the child began to sing more rapidly, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. What would I do without you here today?" And the child began to take deep breaths as she coughed and took a long, drawn-out breath and began to breathe on her own rapidly. And the nurses and doctors stood there with dismay on their face. They said, "How could this be? This is a miracle, truly a miracle." And that was a miracle that day for that family, because a lonely child who knew that music could heal would bring life to his sister. He knew if he sang to her, she would come to her senses and her spirit would hear him. How many of you are singing to those children who are near death, who need only but a song sung to them for encouragement? I encourage you to use music for healing for those young children as often as you can. They still don't know in the statistics today whether or not music has the capability of healing the sick soul. And who would know in a neonatal unit if a child was heartbroken or not? That song brought that child back to life that day. And we can use music in many different facets for healing. And it has become a profession now, a music therapy. And that is a topic, when we meet again, we will talk more deeply on music therapy. Thank you so very much for going with me on that episode. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very vital that we choose topics that we can develop and take home immediately and use in our life on Monday morning. As I bring you different topics, sometimes they're from my heart, they're from my life experiences, or they're from people's stories that have been told to me. However, in guiding me on the path which subjects to use, it's not necessarily who will come in and speak on that topic, because you know I will take over the radio show and speak on the topic if I have to. I'm just so fortunate that those who have come to us as guests to speak have come, and I've had to do very little pleading and begging. They've come to me to ask me to be on my show. I am very honored and humbled that someone as far away as Australia could hear about me and want to be on my show and would call me to ask me to be a part of what I'm doing. I'd like to thank my maker so much, Ona Dula Mare, for opening up a way that I might be able to speak on these airways and be a vessel and a vessel to people across the land. And I trust that Lucy Luff was able to address all of her country in Australia. Now, let me get back on the topic of talking about having your own business. Now, in a summative of all that we talked about, I had overlooked a lot of what we should have been looking for in a business. I looked a little bit at the business plan, but I also looked at the product. Now, I'm going to be making a reverse change and telling you the company that I have decided to go with is a company that will allow everyone to benefit from utilizing their services, and that is a cell phone company. Now, I'm not going to blurt out their name here on this air. I will be able to talk to you more about the company's name because I'm going to invite the people back to talk specifically about specific things about the business plan and the structure of the company. What I will tell you is that I have failed to look at the back office. When you decide upon a company, you have to find a company that has a business in the box. Say that with me, a business in the box. And that means that you can take out the business, they'll set up the back office. It will be your administrative secretary. It will handle your files. And it will also allow you to send out correspondence when necessary, such as your campaigns for your email campaigns and also for your e-card campaigns. There's also e-card campaigns now and postcard campaigns. Not to mention, there's also auto-response where you can track every one of your emails that you sent out and find out when and who opens up your email and a little bit personal information about these people that are opening up your tracks that you're sending out and your campaigns. That is the best type of service you can have because you can run that business on autopilot while you're away. And you can take your cell phone and from your cell phone run that business. Now, I failed to realize that the auto response is very important for tracking. Now they also have the campaigns where you can have your voice put on your email and it can be a trailer with your voice message. And those are things that are built into the software to be offered to you for a small minimum amount of money and that you can use to better yourself and your visibility as a business. Now, not to mention that you could brand your own logo, and that's a very important thing. Can you brand your own logo and have your company's name infiltrated within the multi-level business that you're working under? Now, another thing that you will definitely want to know is that when you're deciding upon a company, it's very vital that you understand that your multimedia list and your multimedia group of people, your list is very important. Your business is really all in your list. And the stronger your list is that you have with your media followers or your friends on and that you have access to the email, the better your chances are of sending out those campaigns, and they can be arranged and set up to be staggered and sent out throughout the year without you being there. They can be programmed so that they're sent out every 2 days or every 2 weeks, and they can be programmed far in advance so you don't have to sit at the computer every day programming this private process to happen. That's a good thing. That's why you see so many people who are really doing well at the multi-level business who are able to travel and do other things because they have learned to master setting their business up properly on auto-response. Now, here's the other thing. It's very vital that you get into a business that people are going to use on a regular basis. Now, I've sold potions and motions and lotions and essential oils, you name it. I have pushed those things. But I figure people will change up on you. They will find something on sale, they will switch over. And if they ran out of something, that is all the more reason for them to switch up on a new product. Whereas with your cell phone, it's very rarely that you're going to switch up too often unless you are not under contract and you're just on one of those plans. It's a non-contract where you can buy minutes by the day or you can buy minutes by the month. Those plans you're more likely to switch up on. But these days, most people are on some type of contract, preferably 1 year or 2 years. So I chose the phone business because it is definitely in demand. People are going to take their cell phones and they're going to base their business around their cell phone. You would not believe what they're doing with cell phones now. And I'm not just talking about your regular cell phones. I'm talking about your 4G, your 4G speed. Now I'm going to talk some tech talk. Now look at Omi. Here I go. Now, first of all, let me tell you this. What you don't know about me is that I'm really a tech girl, and my children have orientated me to be a tech girl. I don't have a choice. A long time ago, when my son first got into tech work, he drugged me to a store and told me that they had this computer on sale that I must buy. And at that time, he was learning from a technician how to build the hardware at the age of 12 years old, putting in the motherboard and lining up all the memory. I remember so well. He said, "Mom, you must learn these things. You can't be ignorant. I must have somebody to talk to about this. So you must learn about tech talk." So he began to tell me about the memory board and the motherboard and how important it was to increase your memory so that you can use your computer wisely. And nevertheless, he gave me a schooling and a training on technology and on why it was important to have a 17-inch screen. I began to even write some of my poetry. My next book will exemplify that because I'm writing a lot about the technology that I was learning about, having a 17-inch screen because I had to be seen with the 17-inch screen. Nevertheless, this little 12-year-old boy began to train me about how necessary it was going to be for the future if I wanted to stay on the cutting edge and did not process myself out of society. I had to do what he said. He was so right. Everywhere I went, they wanted something that was electronically put together on a digital mold. I stayed up to date with all those things like he told me to, and learning how to deal with the browsers and understanding how all of this stuff makes sense. It makes your life easier to have a paperless society. Now, let me go back to what my point was. After he schooled me on all these things, I began to realize that the more tech-savvy I was, the easier it would be to run a business. And I've always had a fax machine in my home, and I've always had computers throughout my home, and I have been involved with not only Blog Talk, but Tao Talk for over 10 years. And most people know me from Pal Talk when I had a room called Slip Into the Gap. And we began to experiment with technology, understanding how it worked, running our shows as if we were running radio stations. So I had to get somewhat familiar with computers real fast. So in other words, I had to grow up real fast. So what I'm telling you is that I know that these cell phones are going to be so much in demand that you are going to run your business off your cell phone. Now, here's my case in point. Most of you know I just recently finished up school in the area of English as a second language. Now, ask me if I'm ready to transport myself and transition myself to another country. Nope, I don't think so, not at this very moment. So, therefore, I have to build an opportunity around my life here in the States. And in order to do that, when you're dealing with immigrants that need this training, you have to create an atmosphere for non-immigrants who need English as a new language. So what we've come up with and what most teachers are now talking about is English as a new language. That is for those children who did not learn grammatically how to write or speak prior to leaving high school or elementary school. So they're going to go and mandate it through the Common Core standards that you have a certain standard. They expect you to have a certain amount of standard and understanding the grammatical way of writing and punctuating. So this is such a big market now that the teachers and myself, we have learned that the best way to deliver a massive training online is to do it with high technology. And one of the things that we've been working with is apps. Those apps are a school. You can open up your whole school on an app and introduce it to a group of students or a group of staff developers who are learning how to do the continuing education. And you can teach right from that cell phone, but it must have high speed, like the 4G high speed with high response. So this particular product fits the case, and that's what made me go with this company, because of the high speed and because I can deliver a lesson online, teaching from an app. That's right. Children are learning to enjoy learning through working with apps. They love to work with widgets and whatchamajiggers, and they are very good at it. So you can deliver a whole lesson through an app online in English as a second language. So part of what this company is doing is also helping me to market Tutelages online as a tutor doing English online with your cell phone and being able to take a lesson wherever you are and to broaden your horizon in the area of the Common Core areas. Teachers can also be orientated on Common Core and brought up to date on what the standards are so they can write a decent summative and an individual lesson plan. And some of what we'll be doing is staff development as well. So I incorporated this in with my existing training as a consultant in the area of curriculum and instruction, of instructing teachers about the best practices for Common Core standards. Now, here's what I want to tell you. This company offers all this access to high speed. In addition, they have a back office that you wouldn't believe that is like a business in a box, and it helps you to run your business as if you've got a full staff. And that's what you need nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't have your grandmother, your uncle, your brother, then you have to create a whole staff. And some people have been used to going abroad and hiring people overseas for a little bit of nothing and putting them to work. But when you can't do that, you have to look for a business in the box that will provide you with the squeeze pages and each individual page where you can have a campaign page, or you can also have a voicemail on each page. You can create your web page. And as you know, you see me faced all over the website with web pages. I become so extremely interested in doing websites that I just got carried away with it. But nevertheless, it was a learning experience for me. So now I can sit down and learn much better about how to incorporate a good web page that will actually create a product that you're selling so you can make money. Now, here's the other thing I wanted to tell you. When you have things that you really love to do like I do, you know, I felt like the teaching was something that was necessary, but I love music, as you know. So we incorporated the music in that as well so we can teach music classes online directly to the children as well and get them involved in music and movement so that we can have our own music classes and we can market other mass companies, CDs, educational material so that you can learn about music through history around the world. And these are some fantastic things that I saw that could be put together and utilizing all of this new product that I was telling you about by using the phone as your vehicle for your office. Now, when you can take your phone and make it your office and you can cut down on so much of those tablets and those laptops and those desktops, then you got it made because you can take your business on the road with you and you can travel with it. As you know, Omi likes getting outside to do the shows outside, so I like that concept. I don't like feeling like I'm strapped to the house and can't get out in the sunshine. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, when you decide on your business, that you decide on one that is portable and that is pretty much in demand and it pays for itself. Here's the other thing. Your monthly fee that you're paying a month, if you bring in two people with you or three people as a trio, then it pays for your monthly administrative back office fee. And if you also want to come into the company and get your cell phone services, it's only $49.95 a month. And you can get that paid for through recruiting new downline as well. So what better opportunity to get your cell phone paid for and to make a little money on the side? I think it's a good deal. So I decided that this is a company I wanted to explore. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about it before I brought on the speaker who will be talking to us. So I'm going to skip over to, even though we're doing the music topic, I'm going to bring one more speaker back that will be talking about a multi-level business that I'm sure all of you are going to want to sign up for. So get your $29.95 ready and come on board and be a part of Omi's family. I would love to have you. We have an excellent family. And my family and I have been talking about this, but we have extended families, and we're willing to take you on and let you be a part of our family so we can do some really groovy things together. Can you dig it? I can dig it. You can dig it. They can dig it. So we're going to be down for it, and we're going to groove like that because that's what people do when they own their own life. I want you to own your own life. I want you to understand that a job is just nothing but over broke. I've had many of those, and I will tell you, professional jobs, no matter how much you high up the rank, that's just how great you will fall. When you're at those $50,000 jobs or $60,000 jobs, you still can be like Humpty Dumpty who sat on the wall who had a great fall. You can fall off, and the magic rug can be pulled from under you, and the ceiling that you're trying to reach, you don't ever have to reach it. I've been in corporate industry before, I know. And every time you get in corporate industry, you sideline business, and somehow you say, I'm going to stick with it. But nowadays, we don't have a choice. We have to stick with it. So I'm asking you to come and join my family and join on with me. Ask me about the business that I'm doing. I'm minding my own business, but I want you to be a part of it. So please do ask me about it and sign up with me and be a part of it. You'll begin to see some things on Facebook that I'm putting up, and I'll be sending out some campaigns because I'm pretty excited about getting the family back together. The house is now beginning to come back together, and when the house is in order, you know we have the tribe together. And it's very important that we create tribes throughout the diaspora. And our tribes do not necessarily have to be our brothers and sisters and uncles and aunties. They can be extended family because we're all kin to one another. And that's the blessed thing about it. We're all kin to one another. And as we reach out, to collaborate with one another on the effort to make money, we have a $92 billion purchasing power. We're spending every money everywhere but in our own backyard. Let's try spending some money in our own backyards so we can make our own selves rich, and we can lend and not borrow, and we can be the head and not the tail. Right now is a time for us to look at maybe these jobs have ended because it's time for us to rule again. The 430-some years are up. It's time for us to rule again. So let's get in position so we can rule. And talking about this company, I'm pretty excited. I want you to be excited, too, because I did take some time to explore these multi-level businesses and take a look on the inside and get up front, personal, and close to these companies. And I've taken my time to do my due diligence. And I'm telling you to do your due diligence. And I will be featuring the company on the next show on Tuesday with the name, and we're going to invite a guest in to talk about the company, and you can take your pencil and paper and begin to take notes and bring your $29.97 so you can sign up. That will get you your back office. $49.95 a month will get you your cell phone switched over, which I'm sure they will give you some type of pen to switch over. And if you're in a contract, you can pay it down and have two phones until you run out of that, because they're giving you unlimited text, voicemail, and data, which you can't get everywhere else. And you can also calculate what your savings will be once you switch over. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you about an opportunity where you can become financially solvent, and you can begin, you can even take a little money to help pay your brother or your mother's way into this business until they can get on their feet and they can pay you back. That's how excited this is. It's less than $100 that you have to invest to get started. The back office is fantastic. It is so personalized where you can develop your own web pages and you can put your pictures and logos on there. And when I begin to tell you more about it next Tuesday, you can go look up the company and see for yourself. Now, I'm not going to try to choose one over the other and start blabbing out the name, because I want you to have full details and not distorted information that OMI might give you. As excited as I am, I don't have all the intricate details on the business plan and the payout. I was more interested in the fact that I could eliminate my cell phone bill than anything. Whether or not I earned top dollar, that was not the big issue. The big issue was to eliminate my cell phone bill and to also look at what other opportunities we could have for cohesively building a brand where you own a piece of the market of the high-tech field of the 4G. And this is what's coming up. You know, on those iPhones, you have your iPhone, you have the G4, 3, 4, and the S4, and now they're coming out with the 5. So as we sit here, people are still calculating and developing higher grades of energy for these G phones, so it is advancing itself. So you've got to be in on the know, and you've got to be out there on the highway of the digital world, because if not, you're going to get left behind. And that's what they mean about this new world. If you're not with the new world, you will be left behind in another century where you can't keep up. And you have to stay abreast and keep up. If I can keep up, anybody can. And my son sees to it that I'm talking about tech talk and on the cutting edge as much as he can. But I've grown wiser now, and I've gotten out there, and I've sought out for myself the things that I need to know about so that I can be intelligently making the right decision about proper investment. And you can too. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very much for going with OMI all the way and being a part of the show today and letting me strategically deviate from our topic. Thank you so much for allowing me to bring you this topic that I'm so excited about. I want us to all be secure financially, and I don't want us to ever have to be on the bottom. We were to be the head and not the top. We were not supposed to be struggling, because our ancestors were rich and they owned multiplicities of businesses and they owned the financial gold and the wealth that comes out of the minerals. And if our ancestors are rich, then so are we. We're heirs to a throne, and we must be able to tap into this financial gold mine. And I do mean we will be dealing with gold in a minute. We'll be trading off gold. The currencies will soon find its way out of the system. The question is, will you be ready for this big transition that's about to happen? Or will you be in the middle where they have actually deviated the middleman and there is no more middleman? You either will be poor or rich. I choose to be rich because my ancestors were rich. Not because I think so, because I know so. Because royalty is in my blood, and I have been an heir to a throne all my life. I've been rich and I've been poor. I have abased it and I have abided. But on this end, I choose to be rich. And when you become rich in friendship, you are rich in all things. And I believe because of your commitment as friends, I have become rich at all things. Whether I make another dime or dollar, I know I'm rich in the friendships that I have and the relationships I have. So you ought to develop good relationship through developing a line of contact with multi-level businesses that will help develop your richness. And you will soon see that this opportunity to work for yourself is not just a gimmick and owning your own business, but it is an opportunity to make your communities richer and to give something back